Well, the debate of GMO food production is not new, but what is new is the approach being taken by a new program called GMO Answers.
For the first time, we're doing more listening than talking. We're providing a platform to receive and answer questions from the public. For the first time, we are putting the body of evidence online in one accessible place. For the first time, we are inviting questions from the harshest critics and folks with the most resolute opinions, and we are committed to answering and addressing each and every one.
That's GMO Answers spokesperson Kathleen Enright, who admits that since this is sponsored by the biotech industry, there will be a good deal of skepticism. But she says an open and honest dialogue may win some people over.
Food is a very emotional issue, as we know. And so we want to have the conversation about food and about how our food is grown. We're going to hear those questions and be able to provide answers from independent experts to address questions that are emotion-focused, fact-focused, science-focused.
Enright says critics and supporters should be able to come together on one issue, that of choice, as consumers should be free to choose what kind of food they want to eat, and farmers should be free to choose what kind of food they want to produce. For more information and to submit a question, visit GMOAnswers.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.